Chapter 7. Susan. David, I don't mind that you took him to the movies.
Okay, I know. I know. I just...
I love it that you took him to the movies.
Mom.
But you don't need to sneak him out of the house.
I said, I'm sorry. What else?
Because when you sneak him out of the house, all your father and I do is worry.
I left a note. There was no need for you to...
We wonder if he's been kidnapped or if he's run away.
But I left a note.
You may be out having a good time. And God knows Ben was having a good time. And that's great. I'm all for everyone having a good time. I wish you and Ben did even more of that. It's just we're sitting around worrying while you're out there having a carefree time. And I don't think that is particularly fair.
Are you telling me that Dad was sitting around worrying about us?
We're not worried about you, David. You can take care of yourself just fine.
Okay, sorry. Ben, are you saying Dad was sitting around worried about Ben?
How should I know? He spends all of his time in that damn study with his music and his wine and his bonsai tree. He's impossible to talk to. So, I don't know if he was worried or not. He probably was. I was worried sick. Why shouldn't he be worried too?
Because I left a note.
It's just unnecessary, David. That's all I'm saying. All you need to do is come inside and pick him up. Is that so hard? It's almost like you're trying to avoid us.
It was late. I didn't want to bother you.
It wasn't that late. I was up. Your father was up.
Is that why you're upset? Because I didn't come in to see you?
David, I'm not upset. Don't make this about me. This has nothing to do with me. Come see us. Don't come see us. Just let us know that you're taking Ben. That's all I'm saying. Don't worry us unnecessarily by sneaking him out in the middle of the night.
It wasn't the middle of the night. It was late evening.
Well, it was too late to be going to the movies, that's for sure.
I thought you said that it wasn't too late.
David, I said it was not too late to come in and see me and your father. But we're talking about Ben, right? Ben. He needs his sleep. He cannot stay up all hours like you can. He needs to be here in bed, not mixing with the late night crowd out on the streets.
Out on the streets? We weren't out on the streets. We went to the...
You had to drive, David. You had to get there somehow, right? Did you just spirit yourselves to the movie?
So your objection is to the late night drivers?
Yes. People in general out late carousing in the bars and clubs and the streets. David? David?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we got cut off.
No.
What?
Nothing.
What, David?
Are you saying that if I had come into the house, you would have not let Ben come with me because it was too late?
No. What makes you think that? I told you I'm all for having a good time. I'm glad you came by to take him. I just didn't like worrying. I was very worried.
Because?
Because I didn't know where he was.
I left a note.
And because it was so late. David?
I give up. Okay, I'm sorry. I will not do it again. Next time, I will tell you before we go somewhere. Okay?
If you want to go out carousing at night, that's fine. It's just,
Mom.
You sound angry.
I'm not angry.
Well, you sound it. I guess I'm the bad guy again.
You're not the bad guy, Mom. I'm the one apologizing.
I'm always the bad guy.
Mom,
your father has long since washed his hands of everything unpleasant.
What's unpleasant, Mom?
Everything.
Everything is unpleasant?
Well, you know.
No, I really don't.
Oh, hang on, David. That's call waiting. Hello?
Hi, Susan. It's Gail.
Hi, Gail. I was wondering when I'd hear from you. I haven't seen you since, well, election night.
I haven't seen anyone since election night.
Yeah, you sort of disappeared. That was, what, 8 months ago? How are you?
Well, let's see. Voinovich is still senator of the great homophobic state of Ohio, and Incurious George is still in the White House, right?
Now, Gail, it's not that bad.
His foreign policy is a smirk, Susan.
It's done, Gail.
His domestic policy is a wink.
It's time to move on.
He's the only president in history who governs entirely by facial expressions. We're one nose wrinkle away from nuclear Armageddon. Whose brilliant idea was it to run John Kerry?
Gail, you're losing perspective.
I'm calling you from deep beneath my covers, Susan.
That bad.
Terminal.
Don't talk that way. Not everything is bad.
Lies. Lies, they've finally gotten to you.
Seriously.
Okay, I give up. Tell me something that's not so bad. My standards for good news are now down around my ankles. Now's your chance.
My daughter has been nominated for a special jury prize at Sundance.
No shit. Really?
Yes, really. Can you believe it?
Tilly?
Yeah.
God, I still can't believe she's your daughter. For Peppermint Grove?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, God, she was great in that. She's definitely got a shot at it. Susan, you must be busting open.
I am. We're having a party Saturday.
She's coming home?
No, but we're having one anyway. Why don't you come over?
You mean get out of bed? Why don't all of you come over here?
Gail.
Okay. I'd love to come. I'd love to see you.
Yes, we'll catch up.
What do I bring?
nothing. Bring yourself. 6 o'clock. You know how to get here, right?
I found it once. I can find it again. What do I wear?
Anything.
Good. Pajamas.
Not pajamas, Gail. Oh, Gail, I put David on hold. I gotta go.
See you Saturday. Bye.
Bye. David? David?
Yeah, Mom.
Oh, sorry, David. That was Gail.
Who's Gail?
She was a fellow campaign worker for Finger Hut.
How'd she take it?
Take what?
Defeat.
It sounds like she hasn't gotten out of bed since the election. We really killed ourselves.
Those were long hours.
We really put our hearts into that campaign.
So you said.
Gail especially. She was a real trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. Where were we?
Everything is unpleasant.
It is?
Mom.
What?
You told me that everything in your life is unpleasant.
Well, I don't think I was quite that extreme.
Fine.
Why are you so dour?
I'm not dour, Mom.
Well, you sound awfully out of sorts. It's not the whole Ben thing, is it?
No.
Because I'm really glad you came to take him out. It was a great idea.
Mom,
he hasn't stopped talking about it.
Mom,
I wish your father would care enough to do more with him. He's washed his hands of all of us. Especially me. Tilly, too. But it's all of us, David. He's in his own little world down there. He's got the music blaring, and he always has a glass of wine in his hand. And he thinks he knows everything about everything. You can't tell your father your own name anymore without getting corrected. Well, it's really hard, David. Really hard. You don't even know. The judgment, scorn, anger. Did you know he voted for Voinovich? And Bush? Bush! For the second time.
He and half the country, Mom. And yes, you told me.
I was hoping we had left all of that behind months ago. He voted for Bush.
But apparently not.
He's nothing but a bunch of facial expressions.
What?
Truly, David. Watch him sometime. It's always a wink and a smile and a smirk.
Dad?
No, Bush.
Okay, you've lost me. I thought you were talking about Dad.
We are. I honestly think he did it to spite me. I think it was personal because of my work for Finger Hut.
Mom, what are you saying? Dad's always voted Republican. And so have you, except this last time.
It's not how he voted, David. It's how he talks to me. He said he was sick of me pretending that I knew something about politics. I'm not an idiot, David.
I know you're not an idiot.
He's smart. Sure. He's smart. I've never denied that. Your father is a very intelligent man, and he has done wonders for that bank. He deserves credit for that. Fine. Good. But I am not an idiot. I believe I knew a lot more about that Senate race than he did. Lots more. He knew what he read in the paper and what his friends on the board tell him. But I knew a lot more of what goes on behind the scenes in that election.
I'm sure you did, Mom.
Fingerhut himself took me to lunch and told me how impressed he was with my work on the campaign and told me that he had made good use of my insights.
Yeah. Yeah, you told me all about that.
He said he read my position paper on gay marriage 3 times and used some of my phrasing in that last Cleveland rally for Kerry, and even in the Cincinnati debate. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I worked really hard on that paper, and it paid off. It made a difference. He made some edits and then mailed it right off to the GLBTA. I made a real difference.
Well, it made a difference in the sense that,
no, it obviously didn't win the election, but it made a difference to the GLBTA. And at least I was right, wasn't I?
You were right. The politics of fear.
Right. The politics of fear. Voinovich is a bastard, but he knew what he was doing. Lie, distort, and scare people to death, and then rake in the votes. And now we're all the big losers. But Fingerhut liked the analysis. He loved it. His campaign used it in the rallies. But your father thinks I'm just pretending to know something about politics. How much does he know about politics? He voted for Voinovich, for Bush.
And he won, so.
So now our house is half red and half blue, just like the state.
What, so you're a Democrat now?
I didn't say that, David. I'm not a Democrat.
Well, when you say things like red and blue,
I voted that way this time. But your father and I usually vote Republican. Who knows what the future will bring? I like to think of myself as an independent. You want my vote? Make your case.
Whatever.
All I'm saying is that your father makes it difficult for me to be anything. It's very hard around here, David. Yesterday, he came into the kitchen, picked up his dinner, and took it down to his office.
What's he working on?
Insulting me. That's what he's working on. I asked him if he would like to stay upstairs and plan Tilly's party. He told me that Tilly's party was all my deal. Susan, it's all your deal, is what he tells me. He has interests in life other than throwing parties.
Dad's never been a party organizer, Mom.
No, he hasn't. And do you know why he hasn't, David? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because he expects me to do everything. That's why. Who does the Christmas party every year? Who arranges the birthdays?
You're much better at it anyway, Mom.
That's not the point. He should be interested. This is his daughter, David, Tilly. His own daughter.
I know Tilly's his daughter, Mom.
But he doesn't give a damn. And when I ask him just what other interests in life he was referring to, he just turned and walked away. Turned his back and walked away. It gets really hard to deal with that every day, and every night, and every day. Really hard, David.
I'm sure.
So I asked him again, what other interests in life he was referring to. And he just kept walking away from me. And so I just kept following him and asking the same question. And he would ignore me, and I would ask it again.
Mom, that sort of thing never really helps the situation. I mean, has it ever, 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 ever helped the situation?
At the door to his office, he turned around and his face was tight and red and angry. And he looked at me and said, "You will never understand anything about my life." And so I got very quiet and I said to him very politely, because I've learned enough over the years not to inflame the situation, I said, "Well, Hollis, that's very interesting that you say that. Why do you think that I could never understand anything about your life? I find that to be a very interesting comment."
"That's how you said it? Really? Just like that?"
"Yes, just like that."
"Mom, why didn't you just let him?"
And he said, "Because you can't understand anything about anything, Susan." And his face was just so...
"Maybe it's retirement. Maybe he's not busy enough."
Then he just turned and went into his study and closed the door in my face. I mean, this is really a cold environment, David. Very, very cold.
"I need to go, Mom."
"Well, I shouldn't be talking to you about this. I know you don't like to hear bad things about your father, but sometimes I get tired of having to deal with it all alone."
"I don't mind, Mom."
"Yes, you do. And I really shouldn't bring it up. So, sunshine, I guess we'll be seeing your shining face on Saturday?"
"Right, Saturday. Who's coming?"
"About 10 people, plus you and May, me, your father if he comes out of his cave, and Ben, and Gail."
"Who's Gail?"
"David. Gail. Gail! We just talked about..."
"Oh, right. Gail.
Did you tell May about the casserole?"
Yeah. Yeah, she'll work up something."
"She's doing okay these days?"
"Who? May?"
"Yes, May."
"Oh, sure, yeah. Yep. Doing fine, real busy at work. Real, real busy at work. But then that's May, always busy. Probably why she's sick so often."
"She's not sick now, is she?"
"No, I... Well..."
"Well, what? She's not going to miss this party, is she?"
"Well, if you're sick, you're sick, Mom. I mean..."
"Well, what's wrong with her?"
"Nothing now. I'm just saying, she hasn't been feeling real well, and if it got a lot worse, you know, she might not be able to make it. But that's all premature since, you know, the party's 4 days away."
"Well, take care of her. Get her well. Is there anything I can do?"
"No."
"She hasn't been over in a while. It's been about 3 months or so. Maybe 4.
"That long? Really?" "Hmm."
"When are you going to announce the big event?" I mean, really, David. Snap her up before she gets away, before you know it. Oh, David, that's call waiting again.
Well, you better take that. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye, dear. Hello? Hi, Mom. Oh, Tilly, if it isn't my other darling, I was just on the phone with David. Oh, yeah? Am I interrupting? No, not at all. Perfect timing. He was in a hurry to go. I bet. So, how is my starlet? Fine. I'm returning all 11 messages you left me yesterday at one time. I find it's much more efficient to deal with them in bulk. I didn't leave you 11 messages. No, you're right. I exaggerate. You left me 6 messages and called 5 other times without leaving any message at all. Maybe it was someone else. Could be. But I don't know why they would be calling from your telephone. I didn't want to bother you. Here are your choices, Mom. Either call and leave a message or don't call. It is not an option for you to call, record 10 seconds of silence, and then hang up the phone. I thought you might be home and pick up the phone. Those are your options, okay? Okay. Good. So, what's on your mind? I wanted to talk to you about your party. Mom, you really don't need to be throwing a party. It's just a nomination. Just a nomination? Are you crazy? This is an amazing honor, Tilly. We're all so proud of you. It was a wonderful performance. I just know you're going to win. Mom, it's my first nomination. There is no way. No fucking way. You don't need to start with the language. And there is a way. Get a little optimism going. Give me a break, will you? Meryl Streep was nominated. She seems like a very nice person. She's a machine. She's an acting robot. She's unbeatable. Tilly, we all know you're going to win, and even if you don't, it's still an incredible accomplishment. And if I want to throw a party, I'll throw a party. Okay. Thanks, Mom. Thank you. You're welcome, sweetie. Who's coming to your party? No, it's your party, Tilly. Okay, who's coming to my party? Mostly people you don't know, but they all know you. I'll bet they do. Well, that's the price of fame, my dear. We told you to keep your personal life off the movie set. Mom, my whole life is a movie set. Tilly, I am sure there are lots of nice men in California that don't also happen to be your directors. Don't start, Mom. Let's not do this, okay? Okay. What are you working on now? Nothing right now. Nothing? It's not like you think, Mom. It's not like the jobs just line up at my door. You have to look. I know, but nothing, even though you've been nominated? I'd have thought Marty's looking. He's got a few leads. Tilly, can't you get rid of that Marty character and find a new agent? I mean, now that you've been nominated? Someone that handles the real stars? Marty's the one that pulled in Peppermint Grove. I can't just abandon him. Yes, well, he also got you involved with that Steinkruger fellow, so... Mom, I am not talking about Steinkruger or the Cat House Diaries again with you. Ever. Who is Meryl's agent? I don't want Meryl's agent. I want Marty Wyckoff, and that's all there is to it. Well, Does the fabulous Marty Wyckoff have anything for you at all?
He's working on it.
Like what?
Mom,
I'm just curious.
He wants me to try out for something that Blair Gaines is working on.
Ooh, Blair Gaines. I like his stuff. He did that,
Oh, what was it?
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. I'm not sure I'm interested. Why?
Don't know. It's a science fiction thing, and there's a lot of crap out there.
Yes, but Blair Gaines, Tilly.
Yeah, Gaines is good. That's true. And it's based on an Angus Mann story, so maybe.
Who?
Angus Mann. Great writer.
Never heard of him.
He's from Ohio.
I'll ask your father.
Please don't.
I could ask Bill Swenson. He'll be at the party. Bill's very well read.
Oh, please, Mom, please don't.
I probably won't even be asked to do the film, and I'm not dyeing my hair again.
If you want me to talk about this stuff, you can't release it into the gossip mill.
Okay.
Okay, Mom? Seriously.
I said okay.
How many people are coming to this thing anyway?
Coming when?
The party, Mom.
Maybe a dozen. I just talked to my friend Gail. She's coming.
Who's Gail?
Finger Hot Campaign.
Oh, I'm sure she could use a drink.
You should invite Voinovich over and beat the crap out of him.
You know your father voted for him?
And Bush.
Yeah, that's old news, Mom. I'm shocked.
He did it just to spite me.
Of course he did. You start to exercise a little independence. You start associating with people who are intelligent and interesting and who appreciate you. And Dad starts getting that holier-than-thou, wise man at the top of the mountain stick up his ass. And he wants to rein you in. And when you won't heal, then he takes it out on you. The man has a black belt in passive aggression.
The drinking, Tilly.
Hey, no fair. He's the Republican. He's got no reason to be an alcoholic. He ought to leave the booze for the Democrats.
Well, I don't think it's a Republican-Democrat thing. Really, we're both Republicans.
You're not a Republican, Mom.
I've always voted Republican. So has your father.
Mom, I swear to God, my brain is going to explode. If you are both so entrenched Republicans, why did you campaign for Finger Hut? Why vote for Kerry? And why are you so surprised and angry that Dad voted like an entrenched Republican?
I like to think of myself as an independent.
You just said you were a Republican.
No, I said that's how I've always voted in the past.
No, you, as far as I'm concerned, you want my vote. You have to make your case.
Okay,
whatever.
But your father, Tilly.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets very, very difficult living with so much anger and coldness.
I'm telling you, Mom, cut the bastard loose.
Tilly, stop it. He's your father. He's a good man. I'm not cutting anyone loose.
Goodness. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you want to take his shit forever. Is that what you were just saying?
Oh, dear, you're mad. I really shouldn't be talking about this to you kids.
Why? What's David think?
I don't know. You know David. He clams up. He doesn't like talking about it.
Dad's got him whipped. Always has. I love David, but he doesn't have a spine.
Oh, I think he's got plenty of spine. He's just uncomfortable on this subject. He's had to hear a lot of fighting over the years.
Mom, we all had to hear a lot of fighting.
How's Ben?
Great. David came by last night and snuck him out of the house and took him to the movies. He's still talking about it. David really takes care of Ben, you know.
Meaning
nothing. He just does.
Meaning I don't, right?
Well, Tilly, you live in California.
Meaning I left home and never came back, right?
That really is not what I was saying.
We're proud of you.
Christ.
Mom, why did you call me?
Oh, I wanted to arrange for a time that you will call in on Saturday.
Call in where?
Here, at the party.
Why am I calling in?
So you can say hello to your fan club and so we can hear your voice.
What? Like on the speakerphone?
Yes.
Mom, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I don't even know these people.
It's just a nomination.
Absolutely not.
Tilly.
No, Mom, I am not doing that. I'm not.
God, I hate it when he's right.
Who?
Your father. He said you'd say that. He thinks it's a stupid idea, too.
Till?
Tilly!
What time do you want me to call?